The Black Keys and Fever at 11 minutes past four. That's in Queensland. I'll shoot a few book titles at you. Secret of the Pyramids, Hyperspace, The Horror of High Ridge. How about Prisoner of the Ant People? Choose your own adventure books. Remember them? Each page gave you a choice of where to go next. It could be the story in dozens of different directions with multiple possible endings. Well, some clever writers have taken it a step further here on the Gold Coast. This is really, really clever. Story City is an app that offers you stories with similar choices, but you have to be in the right place to start and physically walk to the next next location to unlock the next chapter. ABC reporter Damien Larkins joined author Dimity Powell, where her story begins, at Sanctuary Cove. To start the adventure, it's as simple as popping in the headphones and pressing play.
Oh, maybe you shouldn't have stayed up so late last night. Your head is thick and your throat is dry from overzealous air conditioning. You nudge your sunnies above your eyes a fraction and are instantly blinded by a supernatural light. Queensland sunshine.
Story City is an interesting initiative which involves digital storytelling. So it's all about locator fiction, meaning it puts the user in the actual place that the story is set in. It's based on your choose your own adventure style of storytelling, but it's designed specifically for a digital format. And it's great for getting everybody actually physically actively involved in storytelling.
So how does it work? What do people have to do?
It's pretty simple. All you need to do is visit Story City and download the free app onto any one of your devices or smart devices. From there, you can then go through all the different stories that we have on offer. We have stories in Brisbane, Adelaide, and now the Gold Coast. So you pick your location that most appeals to you, pick the story genre and perhaps even rating, because they're for young and old as well, and then start your adventure.
Tell me about your story.
My story is called The Chapel of Unlove, and it's a bit of a quirky, light-hearted, comical spoof kind of tale, if you like. It's a bit like Death at a Funeral.
Delilah is standing beside him, flapping her arms madly. That's odd. Isn't the bride supposed to remain unseen on her wedding day until the ceremony?
So what are some of the things that feature in your story?
Well, I've got a bit of an eclectic mix of fantastical kind of creatures and situations. So I do have the pirate, because every story needs a pirate, don't they, these days? I've got cyborgs, I've got magicians, I've got evil godmothers, I've got all sorts of things. So it's a little bit hokey-pokey. And I wanted to showcase the Sanctuary Cove area, which is where my story takes place. Essentially, it's about Delilah, who's the user's or the player's godmother, and her husband-to-be, Barry, who's also an Elvis impersonator. They're just about to get married, but then something terrible happens. They lose their wedding rings. It's up to you to work out and to solve or choose if they make it to the chapel in time or not.
So we're standing here at the back of the Intercontinental Hotel at Sanctuary Cove on the steps just up from the fountain. This is where the story starts. What happens from here?
Absolutely, Damien. This is where it all goes horribly wrong for Delilah and Barry, the two lead characters of my story. And it starts from the top of the stairs here when they make that discovery that the bouquet that has their wedding rings in it potentially has been stolen or disappears. So what happens now? So the player, needs to decide, what am I going to do? Do we go and try and search for the rings? Do we head off towards the wedding chapel? Or do we take a different approach, an opposite approach, and try and relax and think about how exactly we're going to retrieve these rings, if you want to retrieve the rings at all? Do you really want Elvis as your stepdad? So these are the decisions, or the first decision, you now have to make.
And then you literally have to walk to the next part of the story.
Yes, correct. The beauty of Story City is that it's all GPS tracking as well. So you can actually, if you're good enough, you can follow my directions, or you can actually map your way and get there as well. If you don't arrive at the actual next, the right location, the story will not unlock. So the next portion or the chapter of the story is completely up to you to not only be in the right place, but to make the right decisions as well.
Do you, one, offer to help find the missing bouquet because Delilah's happiness is all that matters? Or two, adopt the same poker face you used for all those you-know-wins last night, and casually explain you need some time alone to work out where the bouquet might be.
What do you hope that people who take this journey on your story, what do you hope they take away from it?
First and foremost, I want them to have fun, because I had a lot of fun writing it. I think it's just mainly a pleasure thing, and to enable them to become immersed into an actual story and feel like they're the real heroes of the story, because that's something we don't get a lot, or kids may have enjoyed, but as adults we don't get to do that much anymore. Secondly, I hope it opens up their eyes a little bit wider to the actual locations that they're living in that they might not have known about in much detail before or visited before. So it's good for locals, but if you're a visitor and a tourist as well, then hopefully it's going to highlight some of our more beautiful, interesting and intriguing parts of the Gold Coast and what we have to offer.
And, of course, it seems with multiple endings, people can do it again and again.
Absolutely. This is one story that is, you know, you don't have to feel bad about when you get to the ending. If you're not happy with the ending, you can start all over and choose a different path, which is the beauty of choosing your own adventure kind of tales. And I absolutely love that. But not only that, if you were wanting to do the same story over and over again, it takes you through the place, and every time you do that, the atmosphere around you is going to change ever so slightly. The sounds might change, the people might change, the weather's going to change. So I think it's something that you can experience and relive literally over and over again.
You follow snaking tarmac paths through lush gardens, then take the first set of stairs down under the breezeway to the resort chapel. Possible somebody took the bouquet there along with the other floral arrangements by mistake.
Aren't people clever? I love that. Choose your own adventure brought to life here on the Gold Coast. That was Chapel of Unlove, one of three new choose your own adventure style audio tours being launched tonight.